We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the City of Billings of the State of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout. Morning. What's the date? I don't have my watch on.
That's fine.
That's how old I am. I don't have my watch on, so I can't see the day. It's Saturday, June 16th, 2018. What's going on? Things. Welcome to the Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. The old Mustangs game last night.
Was it delightful?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I like keeping score, so I take the scorecard with me and, you know, do the old school score keeping.
You are
officially a nerd, yeah.
No, I was going to go with old.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something about keeping score I like. Helps me keep track of the game.
I think that's fun.
Mm-hmm. They came back 1-6-5. Almost got hit by a home run ball. It was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Were you in the stands or were you?
I was in the outfield down on those little pedestal.
Yeah, those are nice.
Tables you can sort of lean on. And
that's good out there. I like it.
It is.
Out there. It's less, I don't know, less crowded, more casual feel.
Yeah, to the less crowded. Game. And you can take we take a little camp chairs with us. So
yeah.
If one of us wants to sit, no one's going to say, hey, you can't sit out here.
It's send security out there. Somebody's sitting down.
Yep. I would suggest pre-gaming it before you go, if you're just looking to get a buzz, I guess, because beer is $6.
Oh, man.
For 12 ounces or 14 ounces.
$6 now?
Mm-hmm.
God, last time I was there, it was $3.50.
Yeah.
And I think and that was literally beer. last year.
There's still the beer batter out there, so you get discounted beer if he gets a hit or something. It used to be Homer Foamers.
Homer Foamers.
Someone hit a home run and there'd just be the stampede down to the old beer garden Cobb Field, which was just, you know, funneled down this one little 4 foot wide, you know, hallway.
Yeah.
People just go sprinting down, get their shitty light beer.
One guy opening up cans of beer.
Pretty much.
Here you go. Happy Homer Foamer.
So that's what I did last night. What did you do last night?
I went to a really good concert.
Rock and roll?
Yep. Mm. It was, let's see. Who the hell were the openers? They're from Bozeman, something UK, which is strange.
Oh, Goners UK?
Yeah, Goners UK. And they were good. They were very they're very tight. The lead singer for Goners UK was somewhere between like 28 and 70 years old. but he was good. And there was a lot of dudes on that stage for that concert. Those guys were good. And then it was MDC.
Which stands for? Murder, Death, Kill? No, that's MDK.
That's MDK. Well,
that's
MDC.
A Demolition Man reference.
I think the first one was like Millions of Dead Cops, but they don't go with that one anymore.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, that was...
That's aggressive.
That was early 80s. He has a story about watching one of his buddies getting killed by a cop, and so...
Oh.
He didn't like cops for a while there.
Okay.
But they're now... I don't know. The guy's... Oh, I calculate. He was born in 1955. So he is 68 years old. No, wait. God damn it. 63 years old, Sucky.
Wow.
Yeah, and he moves around surprisingly well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a lot of different interesting drugs. Don't do them at home, kids. Don't try it. And he said on stage last night that he was 57 days sober, and I don't know what from, but seemed to be working out well for him.
He's off of Mrs. Freshly's mini frosted donuts.
Oh, nobody should go sober from those. And then after that was DOA. That's a old hardcore punk band, started in 1978, and you can tell.
Yeah.
But holy crap, were they good. They were really tight.
Mm-hmm.
And they played a lot of songs in a surprisingly long set and no breathing room. And yeah,
this concert's
so cool. And the lead singer is, I wanted to look up his age, but he's got to be in his late 60s.
That's
and
great.
he was kicking like his own shoulder height. It was amazing.
Wow. Huh.
And jumping off of shit, and he was going for it.
Excellent.
So good. AJ and I went.
Hmm.
And of course, bought a record.
God damn it, AJ. What did I say? You gotta buy all the records.
Yep. That's just what you have to do.
That's awesome. Yeah, I went to Zeke there, and Zeke was sort of the same way.
I wanted to go to Zeke so
was
bad.
Zeke was in the same vein.
Yeah.
I
mean, they've been doing it for so long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, this week on the packet, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about last week's, so Monday's, regular city council meeting.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I went to that one, sat there. I brought my butt pad.
Did you kill the whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, no, that's a lie. They took a break, so they got to the last agenda item, and they were discussing the One Big Sky development agreement, and they got off in the weeds, and it's obvious at least half of the council had to take a pee.
Yeah.
You get to see it in their face. They were shifting around. They're like,
yep.
Should we take a break? Should we take a break or vote?
And the mayor
and they
said,
took a break.
Should we take a break? And I can't remember who it was. It was like, yes, yes.
Yep. And he was flipping chairs over and stiff arming people as he was going out.
Forearm shiv.
Right in that kisser. So they broke, and that's when I sort of took off. I think that was 9:30.
It went late, man.
Those usually do go late. But one big guy shows up, they usually bring a lot of people with them to say a lot of the same thing. Not over and over, but, you know.
Yeah.
To hammer home their point. City council voted to approve it 6-5. Again. No, I'm good on the chocolate muffin.
I don't. Stocky, this is breakfast snacks time. We need to talk about this really quick.
I've already had a donut. All right. Do you want to throw kiwi strawberry in there, too?
Yeah. All oh, right. Yeah.
A kiwi strawberry chocolate milkshake?
So I stopped at 3G's.
All right.
On the way over, and I got for us to enjoy. Yeah, don't worry about that glass. That glass has got to be super
I could put
clean.
It in the empty beer can.
That'd be nice.
Oh.
Stopped at 3G's.
That is thick.
God, I know. It's weird, isn't it?
Has the chocolate milk always been that thick?
I don't know, dude. There's so much sugar
so
in it. It's like
weird.
Glutinous. It like hangs together. It siphons itself out of that jug.
I guess. Mm. Holy hell.
That is good, though. God. I forgot how much I love chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
So I got us a bottle of Dairy Gold chocolate milk and a sleeve of Mrs. Freshly's mini donuts.
That's what they call them.
Yeah.
Sleeve.
Yeah. And I guess it could
a
be
bandolero.
A magazine.
Mini donuts.
You fire them into your mouth. Got us a can of kiwi strawberry Shasta. Mm. They're two for a buck, so I just got the one.
That's great.
And
two for a buck? Did they charge you 50 cents? No.
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't try to mark it up?
No.
Sure you don't want two? I'm going to charge you 80 cents for this one.
That's a good point. Maybe I should check my receipt. I thought it came up as 50 cents, but
let's hope.
I'm going back, man. I'm pissed. Twinkies. Got us Twinkies.
Good.
We should be okay.
I think so.
For
we'll make
the
it through.
Duration of the recording.
I haven't started shaking yet.
We're gonna evaluate which snack we enjoyed the most, and they're going to be our newest sponsor.
All right.
Okay.
Along with One Big Sky, they did announce Kevin Ifland was promoted to assistant city manager.
Really?
Yep.
I missed that.
He is a, police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Got promoted up in the chain. They had him up next there to Brent Brooks and who's the interim?
Bruce McCandless.
Bruce McCandless.
I think Hifland was a sergeant, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
And he got promoted. And
well, good for him.
He's going to be the new assistant city manager. Helping out Bruce.
The new ass man.
And I notice when Brent Brooks looks at you, if you're up at the podium, it is intense.
Yeah.
He is listening to so when the lawyer got up for One Big Sky Center, or One Big Sky, is it called One Big Sky Center? What is it, One Big Sky
District now.
District now? When he's looking at him, I mean, he is just, it's not scary, but it's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's,
you know, he means business.
Oh, man. He makes good eye contact with you, and he shifts his whole body to the side and does his lean thing. It's, yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah, he does. He does
really
turn
paying attention.
Yeah, he squares up.
Oh, what else? We went. They approved the gymnastics easement residential zoning thing.
Yeah, that was a hot button.
Yep, they went around. That was another 6-5 vote as well, I believe. No, 7-4.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Gibbs, Riddell, Brown, Ronning, Clark did not approve it. But the other half of the council approved it.
Why?
I don't exactly know.
They must have heard our last podcast when we were talking about how there'd be gymnasts everywhere.
Probably. They were probably scared.
Flipping through the streets.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet they regularly listen.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. The storm drain is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
$50,000 change order that the river in the Kings Green area, which a lot of the city's water flows to, there usually is an 11-foot drop in that drain as it goes out towards the river.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently the river has eroded it all the way back, and the river is now flowing up through that drain. Mm. So they've had to put in temporary blocks to keep the water out, and they've installed pumps. So now they're pumping the water from that holding pond, Kings Green, back to the river somehow. And tomorrow's rain. It's probably not going to help anything.
Probably not. Is it supposed to rain, like, pretty constantly?
Yep.
Well, good.
If
there's anything I hate, it's enjoying a sunny summer Sunday.
Yep. So they approved that.
Okay.
We discussed that.
I mean, it makes sense. That's something.
Dave Mumford got up and described what was going on. Mm-hmm. Showed you some pictures. What the hell's going on down there? And that's not the only thing, you know, that's happening with stormwater. If you read your packet, like I know you did. There's a couple spots in the city that are having all sorts of problems. So like Jackson Street and King Avenue East.
Yeah.
Both those culverts are failing. Those are 8-foot wide by 20-foot long culverts, box culverts.
By failing, what do you mean?
They're collapsing.
Okay.
They're not doing their jobs, or their gerbs, if you will.
That's no damn good at all.
No, it's not good at all. So they've got a contractor to repair it. He's going to start in July. What else? What other ones? There is a city county drain, that one. There's a neighborhoods are having trouble. My favorite one was the 31st and Montclair neighborhood. So I'm just going to read the whole thing. After each storm, there was a significant amount of water collecting in this area. While staff is trying to determine the exact issue, it appears as though it may be a combination of several things. It appears.
Okay.
First, from TV inspection. So what I'm deducing from that is they took a TV and they jammed it down the storm drain. And then they pulled the TV back up and then it records it.
It was wet.
It was wet. So now from first TV inspection, it appears that there is a constriction of some kind in one of the lines. Unfortunately, it is the line that is installed under two houses.
Cool.
And the next slide. No one knows why it was installed there or why the houses were constructed on top of it. But it's definitely complicating. It's definitely a complicating factor. So, also, this area is low, and the drain lines from the subdivision discharge into the bottom of the Arnold drain, which this means that whenever Arnold drain has water in it or over the top of where the drain line is, so where the discharge is going into the drain itself, if there's water above that, there's not a lot of water going into that drain, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Staff will continue to try to figure out what is occurring at that location.
Why there are houses.
Yeah, there's two of them on top of it. So when they reviewed the plans, they decided I don't know.
I see
you can get into the weeds in that one, but it seems kind of weird that kind of a weird oversight that you would build two giant structures over a main drain line for a subdivision.
Take away the houses, knock them down. That's what I think. Those people in the mission.
Just drill a hole straight through the roof all the way down so you can have a nice little clean out.
Yep. They don't even have to move away then.
Yeah. Another one of the big ones is out of Briarwood. That culvert is having all sorts of trouble as well. And that one's underneath, I believe, Mumper said, 30 feet of road, basically. So it's a...
Holy crap.
It's a ways down there.
That's a big excavator to get that.
Yeah. They called it a challenging construction project.
Yeah. I would imagine so.
And, I mean, we're going to Cottonwood Park. They put in a temporary one at Cottonwood Park, which is a neighborhood across Colton. And they built like a temporary berm, so it just diverts the water from launching towards other built houses. So water's an issue here in Billings.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a whole bunch of stuff at the water treatment plant in the packet as well. They put up sandbags and stuff when they thought that the river was going to crest and flood a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I saw that. It got close.
It did. And that's all on the stormwater front. I learned an interesting fact. This is completely unrelated.
What's that?
That Billings Clinic employs 4,500 people total.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's like a certain percentage of the population of Montana.
I think their campus is like, I'm probably way off, but it seems like 62 acres or something like that that they
Good
own.
Night.
I'll look that up later.
62 acres. What's a section? 400 some 40? Acres. 40? I think it might be. I think you might be right. Crazy.
You're so knowledgeable, Stucky.
We are. I forgot to write down his name, but the guy who does recruitment for the Billings Clinic got up and spoke in favor of One Big Sky District as well.
Yeah, that one, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, he was in, you know, saying it's part of the recruitment challenge.
It is.
Getting people to want to come here. Mm-hmm. There's not only the people he recruits that want to come here because of amenities and such that sometimes steer them away. There's also people that come here who just like the small town feel. They like, you know, the fact that it's still kind of a small town. Mm-hmm. But they also want the amenities on top of it. So
yeah,
that's why he was brought in to talk in support of it, I guess.
It makes sense. You gotta, you know, if you want to keep good staff around, you gotta have a nice place for them to be.
Yep. What else?
So I can't find the agenda on my phone.
You can't?
No.
Why not?
Because it only has last week's on there.
Oh, I got mine. I got it all. So on the agenda this week, we're talking budget. We're talking general fund. We're talking floodwaters.
Tilt that my way so I can see it.
Yep.
Tiny little bit.
All right. We'll start from the beginning. Perhaps. We're going to start from the beginning. The very first agenda on the item is the community settlement cable agreement, which I know people are just... I'll read this first and then I'll tilt it towards you. In case you didn't know, in 1998, there was an agreement between the city and Community 7 was set up for a one-year period and had a clause that renewed it for one-year increments. A separate memorandum established by the city council in 1994 defined a financial contribution to Community 7 of 20% of the revenue from the fees collected from the charter franchise agreement. Somehow this payment allocation ended up at $100,000 per year, flat rate, and the city has been paying this for as long as records could be determined.
Wow.
Today, 20% of the current 2018 franchise fee would be $276,000. The city has continued to pay $100,000 annually since 1998.
That's a pretty good deal we've been getting there.
So there's a new agreement now in the works that'll be up at the city council to, you know, go over all that stuff. So if you're streaming online, you're going through Community 7, if you haven't figured that out already.
Because that's where you navigate into.
The city does a number of things, so they'll put on city in city planning and any sort of committee that has, you know, some more sway will do little shows on Community 7. That's where that money goes towards.
Sure.
So it's like a TV newsletter, if you will.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, they've just got like their hold screen. Uh-huh. It's just like some information and some music.
Right.
I actually kind of enjoy that.
It is nice.
How old am I now? I remember that used to be on at like my grandmother's house. There's some kind of community cable station in Sheridan.
Really?
And yeah, just like
Wyoming is a state or music. It would be Sheridan specific.
I think it was the cable company, honestly, because I don't think Wyoming would ever do anything community minded. So, well, you've been there.
Yeah.
But I was like, God, what? Why does this exist? When I was a little kid, you know. But now I like it.
I think it was wonderful. Back in the day here in Billings, they had I can't remember the specifics. They had two guys just like testing out beer. They would drink beer on
really?
There. Yeah, I can't remember their name, but they would drink beer and just bullshit the entire time. That's the way I remember of it.
Dude.
It's like a Red Fox show or what's that? Red Green. Yeah. Canadian guy on PBS.
Stocky, can we go do that?
I would hope so. That would be great.
I think we should look into it. I've been on a couple of little Community 7 shows. It's just that one set that they have in there. Mm-hmm. Two little blue waiting room chairs and a table between them, or three, I guess, and some fake plants and a backdrop. It's great.
Yep. I don't know. What would the name of the beer drinking show be? Or can we even do that anymore? Since it's public access.
It's worth a try.
The kids can see it.
Yeah. Well, would they, though?
No. They wouldn't.
There's so many kids just, what's on Community 7 today? Oh, no, they're drinking beer. Oh, goodness. Mom. Yeah, that'd be fun. We should try to do a once-a-month Community 7 show.
Right.
30 minutes.
So, yeah, they got an agreement between the Billings Community Cable Corporation and the City of Billings in Montana.
So what will they end up getting out of this?
So commencing with the City of Billings fiscal year. I keep screwing that word up.
Yeah.
That's going to happen forever.
It's fine.
Fiscal year 2019 budget, the city shall pay BCCC, there we go, the following amounts in quarterly installments each year in July, October, January, and April. So the total amount would be $180,000 fiscal year 2019. 2020 goes up to $185,400. 2021 is $190,000. 2022, so it just keeps going up. Quarterly installments of 45 grand, 46 grand, 47, 49, 50. So it's just adjusted for inflation now, I guess.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's almost doubling what they get now.
Yep.
But it's still less than the agreed upon amount.
It is. Well, so they've been working on this for several months, according to
what you can, I guess.
Certain sources. Yeah, we're still recording. Good.
Is it though?
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're going to go into fiscal year 2019, the proposed budget review. So if you like numbers, spreadsheets, bar graphs, my God, this is the week for you.
Get ready for your audio spreadsheet.
Y'all ready for this? So what these proposed budgets include, so they've gone through the budget process, like we've discussed on the previous one. We can review it, but we don't need to do that.
No.
So they're, you know, going through, picking out certain things that they are in favor of and are not in favor of. And we've gotten to this point where they're doing, you know, supplemental budget requests, capital improvement plans, equipment replacement plans, technology replacement plans. What this budget does not include was collective bargaining agreements. So we're talking firemen, policemen, city employees.
And is that because they aren't kind of hashed out yet?
No. Those are ongoing processes, I believe. they can make assumptions and kind of
educated guess,
educated guesses, and that's what they go off of. So what this includes is a, you know, planning division fees, solid waste fees, right of way fees, storm sewer assessments, arterial fees, streets fee, street maintenance district assessments, water and wastewater rates. Goes on forever. But some of the general fund projections, by the time we get to 2023, which seems like it's a long ways away.
No.
No.
It's around the corner.
Wrong again, Joe. it's only 5 years away.
Are you talking to you or me?
Yes.
Okay.
We get down to $960,000 in reserves.
And right
ending
now,
fund balance.
We are at 27,800,000.
Yeah.
So that's a significant drop.
It is.
Precipitous, I believe you said earlier.
Precipitous, yes. Cataclysmic. Apocalyptic.
Sharknado-esque.
Sharknado-esque. and those numbers are based on the assumption that your tax revenue growth is 3% per year on average, and your revenue growth from the state is 1%, and your expenditures range from 2.5% to 3.5% of that of the budget itself. So that's based on some assumptions. So it's, you know, kind of getting the council's attention to what they should be starting to pay attention to, I guess.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. So if you're into, we could go into just stupid detail on this, but we won't, because that's not what we're about at all, ever.
The details. Knowledge.
Oh, that went the wrong way.
I just put hot chocolate in my coffee, or chocolate milk in my coffee.
How's that taste?
Amazing.
Good.
I highly recommend it. I'm going to dip a little chocolate donut in it next.
Does that make it a frappuccino, or
yeah.
Is there a name for hot
mocha.
Chocolate?
It's definitely just a mocha.
Mm-hmm. You got some code enforcement numbers in there as well. Any numbers you're particularly worried about? Would you like to know how much graffiti calls they got?
I would like to know how many graffiti calls they got.
Okay. So we're talking the month of May 2018. Graffiti. Central West End had 6. Heights and South Side was left blank, which seems odd. Commercial areas was 3.
Ooh.
Bringing the total up to 9.
Yeah. So 9 graffitis.
9 graffiti.
Yep. I guess graffiti
That's
is
none the in the Heights of the South Side, apparently. Plural. Or none reported.
No.
So these are all reported stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So how about, ooh.
What about tall weeds? What's that been like this year?
Well, we got trees and shrubs blocking row, which means right of way.
Oh, I wrote it. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Trees slash shrubs blocking right away. So we have Central West End, you got 3. Heights and South Side, you got 13. Wow. People do not like trees.
Not in the Heights.
Commercial areas, you got 3. Weeds. Now that's just crazy. Now we got 213 calls on the Central and the West End. Heights and South Side, 173. Commercial areas, 1.
Well, we need the moisture, though.
We sure do. What else is it? Obstruction of public right of way. Open storage of junk and salvage. There's 21 on Central West End, 11 on the Heights and South Side.
That many calls for that stuff?
Yeah. And 3 for commercial areas.
Huh. That's, what a strange thing. They just never really. I mean, I know code enforcement exists. I actually went to the Citizens Police Academy way back in the day. It was really fun. You should definitely do it. You learn a lot. But code enforcement was the first week. And it's just one night a week. But so I get, they do this and that and blah, blah, blah. But how many tall weed calls?
Weeds, Central, total we had 387 throughout the city in May.
So
that were reported.
Yeah. So 10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
It's a lot of weeds, man.
Huh.
There's a new weed ordinance on the books in city, I thought, as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Noxious weeds.
I better look into that. My backyard is it's terrifying. I don't want to go.
You just got to put cardboard all over it, and then.
That's what I hear.
Put a whole bunch of stuff on it, and you don't have to worry about it ever again.
Tires and cinder blocks.
Right.
So just openly stored junk.
Well, in an orderly fashion.
Stacked.
Parking tickets. What else? Oh, man. Oh, we can. Oh, they have year-to-date. You know, year-to-date weeds is 387, so they just started tracking it.
Wow. That's going to throw off the stats.
Year-to-date, there's only 7 calls on the Heights and South Side for graffiti.
Really?
Yep. And their total ticket revenue from this is $6,000.
Well, that's penciling out, I'm sure.
Yeah. So they must be...
Is there a spot for, like, unshoveled walks on there? I know they probably didn't get any calls in May, but...
Snow and ice on sidewalks, year-to-date is... Total, 748.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So that's...
And it's all pretty even. Central, West End, South Side, and Commercial.
So in my judgmental mind, that seems like 748 terrible neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Who Awful people.
Who won't go help the old woman shovel her sidewalk.
Nope. Where's my money?
Cops on her.
Show me the money.
Yep.
Okay. 6,000 in total revenue. So, quotable corner. So, the weed complaints for 2018, they're getting 100 new cases per week, like you said. There have been 129 invalid complaints so far in 2018. So, they get a call and they go out, and lo and behold, there is nothing going on.
So, those are almost certainly terrible neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Just the kids are
city getting right in the middle of it.
Call the cops.
I wonder if the city has a minimum when they call people out. If they get called out to a place and they're like, nothing is happening, does someone get charged?
That's an interesting
point.
Does
anybody out there know if the city charges you, if you falsely accuse somebody? Yeah. Do you go to jail?
I mean, I know you can.
Is there a code jail?
Oh, man. I think falsifying documents, but you'd have to, like, sign something.
Yeah.
For that. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. So, I have to look into it.
So when you call code enforcement, like, my neighbor's weeds are too tall.
Right.
Like, they better be, because if they're not and we get there, we're arresting you.
Never mind.
Okay, sorry. I'll just
Never mind. They're not weeds. He's just an ass hat. I don't like him.
His dog barks too much. Is there dog barking calls on that spreadsheet?
Ooh. Good question.
Thank you.
Back to the spreadsheet.
Oh, yes. Like Boy, that is it. I wish our listeners could see this spreadsheet. It is colorful.
There's a logo.
Well laid out.
It is. Let's see. Would it be nuisance?
Gotta be.
Junk vehicle, general zoning, clear vision.
Nope. There's probably
see one.
There's probably an animal control one somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, no. Wait. Ooh,
what do we got?
No, nope. I'll go with nuisance. Year-to-date, nuisance calls are 23. Miscellaneous, that's 17.
Is that what you just report?
Yeah,
I would like to report a miscellaneous code violation in my neighbor's house.
There is too much Kentucky bluegrass in my boulevard.
There's not enough St. Augustine.
Oh, someone dumped some propane on my yard. Oh. Community development update. If you're, concerned about that, they're doing a Vista recruitment.
Yep.
Their July recruitment's underway, in case you wondered that. Their projects, mobile home repair.
That mobile home repair is kind of a cool deal.
Yeah. Helps people if they want to, even if you own a home and you're having trouble, the city will help you fix up your place.
Sure.
Get you, float you a loan.
They also have a tree replacement program. Have you ever looked into that?
Mm-mm.
If you spend, if your huge Chinese elm dies out in front of your house, you spend $3,500 getting rid of that. But they want you to replace that tree, so they'll give you a grant to help you with the process. I think it's up to $50.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty generous. Let's
start with something like that.
Yeah, so I've been leaving my trees.
Billings Parks and Rec, their seasonal staff is, I'm guessing, fully staffed by this point. They have 54 seasonal staff members working in park maintenance and forestry divisions, including several seasonal employees. Seasonal employee pay has attracted more applicants, so they've got a bump in pay.
Yeah.
You know, give them a little bit more money to come work.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I was looking at the jobs board in City Hall, and there's some nice paying jobs in the city.
The city gig is a nice gig if you can get it, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few below, but you pretty much just start at $15 an hour.
Deluxe. Decent.
Yeah. Decent.
Let's see. Oh, I thought that was kind of neat. Lucky's Market, Community Impact, Day Grant, and Edible Forest Pilot Program.
Cool.
So the first phase of an Edible Forest Pilot Project began in May with tree planting at Rose and Lilith Parks. Volunteers from Downtown Rotary and the Girl Scouts helped plant trees. In total, 33 trees were planted, such as apple, plum, and cherry. Funds from the $4,000 Lucky's Grant were used to purchase the trees, and Good Earthworks provided a generous discount to support the project.
That was kind of neat.
Splash Pad is now open at South Park, in case you were wondering.
Awesome.
You want to look for something for the kiddos to do? Come on down to South Park and run around in some water.
Sounds good.
Yep.
I remember when I was a kid, Splash Pad was just a sprinkler.
Yeah. We had I think it was at Rose Park. They had like a seal one. So there was like this concrete seal.
Yeah.
That had a little spigot shooting out of it.
Just spit water.
Yep. And the concrete would just get hammered. So all this aggregate would be showing. So you just scrape the shit out of your knees. And
you don't want to
climb
slipping.
Up on the seal and just like fall off it.
Onto the concrete.
Yep.
Yep. It's cool.
It was really kind of nice thinking back on it.
Yeah.
Wonderful time.
Yeah.
They had seals at Rose Park, and then they had Athletic Field. They had Veterans Park or whatever. Athletic pool. There it is.
The big round pool.
Yeah, the one that just seeped copious amounts of water into the ground for years upon years. Hundreds of thousands of gallons of water just seeping into the ground.
No big deal.
Disappearing.
Yeah, it's fine. It was a cool pool, though.
It was.
I like that design where it's just like a big beach.
Just a slow slope into the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun.
It really was.
Twinkie?
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome.
It's been a while since I voluntarily ate a Twinkie.
Yeah, well,
Hostess still makes them. Didn't they stop making them?
They like sold the recipe or something. Like they closed.
Yeah, they disappeared and people started hoarding Twinkies.
Yeah, and then somebody like bought the rights. Oh man, you can smell them already. And it's stuck to the card.
Oh god.
Golden sponge cake.
Oh jeez.
With a creamy filling. Yeah, that's stuck right down.
I left you some. I guess that wouldn't be crunchy bits.
That's the good stuff right there. I wonder how these are if you toast them. Probably also disgusting.
I know that state fairs do what, deep fried Twinkies?
Yeah.
Because why not?
These always seem like a great idea. Well, not always. They never seem like a great idea. But they're never as awesome as they look like they should be.
Yeah. Try to describe. It's just a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. What do we got?
What is in a Twinkie? Oh, how long we got?
That's a text wall, man. That looks like a text you get from a girl you broke up with 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
That's gnarly.
Start from the top.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, bleached enriched wheat flour.
Enriched wheat flour.
Mm-hmm. Wheat flour, niacin, ferrous sulfate, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, folic acid, sugar, corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, animal and vegetable shortening, tallow, hydrogenated tallow, cottonseed oil. So there's beef in these.
Ooh.
Mono and diglycerides, polysorbate, soy lecithin.
Have a.
Eggs. There's eggs. Water. Makes sense. Dextrose. Calcium carbonate, calcium sulfate, agar, disodium phosphate, locust bean gum, modified cornstarch, corn syrup, solid soy lecithin, sodium acid, pyrophosphate, baking soda, cornstarch, monocalcium phosphate, whey, glycerin, salt, cellulose gum, sodium, stearyl acetate, sorbic acid, potassium sorbate to retain freshness, Xanthan gum, barley malt extract, corn grits, natural and artificial flavors, enzymes, yellow number 5 and red number 40.
Corn grits?
Yep. Huh. Obviously.
I don't know what the corn grits does for you. Or maybe that's in the filling.
It's probably something to just do with corn grits. Just like stir them in. Nobody will notice.
Gotcha.
We got these corn grits left over. What should we do with them?
That was...
Jam them in the Twinkies.
So, yeah, it's a Twinkie.
What's your take? How'd that treat you?
You know, if I was looking for just perfectly shaming myself, that would be that one.
You'd probably go with it.
If it was there and I saw it, like,
let's do it.
I don't know if I would ever enjoy it, but it would. I don't know how to describe a Twinkie.
I don't either. It's strangely chewy.
They're weirdly chewy, and they got the. I don't know. This doesn't do it for me.
Not as light and yielding as you would expect them to be. What do you prefer the Mrs. Freshley's little chocolate donut over the Twinkie?
I probably would.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I would. I think the chocolate donut goes better with, if we're just going strict, you know, chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I'm going chocolate on chocolate. I'm not going chocolate on Twinkie.
Dude, go for it.
Although those two combinations are A-okay, I guess.
Yeah. I hope you've enjoyed our snack selection this week.
So, how much were Mrs. Freshley's? She's married.
Yeah, yeah.
She makes life sweeter.
It's true.
How much are Mrs. Freshley's donuts?
I think they were $1.25.
$1.25, and you get six of them.
Magazine of them
per pack. 450 calories. Just in case you're wondering.
That's not bad. It's about what you'd expect.
Yeah.
260 and two Twinkies. 130 calories apiece.
Yeah, all right.
Chocolate milk, chocolate donuts.
It's kind of a weird chocolate. It's got that like a waxy substance on the outside of it. You can't really penetrate it.
Yeah, it's like the stuff they spray on apples.
Yeah. Should I be putting this in my mouth?
You should.
I don't know.
I like them because there's good like
it's bubbles. Hard too.
Oh yeah. It's nice, isn't it? It's got like a little crispiness to it that you didn't expect.
Yep. I like the massive amounts of chocolate that usually centers.
Yeah.
Like in the donut hole.
Yep.
Get that little XD chocolate.
Happy time nugget in the middle there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so these donuts have 28 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yep.
And then the Twinkies have 29 grams of sugar.
All right.
And then the chocolate milk has 29 grams of sugar.
Okay, we're up to 300.
Yep.
And
it's bad.
Shasta? This kiwi strawberry Shasta in one can, 34 grams of sugar.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Crack that bitch open.
We're so gonna, that's where at 100, around a day, 120 grams of sugar.
Good Lord.
I wonder how many grams is a quarter cup of sugar. Oh, buddy, this is just... I just feel kind of dirty now. I bet this is going to be good on top of my residual chocolate milk. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm freaking out. Look at that beautiful pink color. It's like Dex Cool antifreeze. I bet that's not a coincidence.
Nope. So, it's a product of the USA.
Holy cow. That is sweet. Oh.
Hayward, California. It's caffeine free.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to be unhealthy. Go. What do you think of that, man? Woo!
Woo!
Getting rowdy.
Jeez.
Oh. Good Lord.
Now, I still get on the internet by collecting AOL free internet CDs.
And yes.
Downloading that. And
that's
good how I get on there.
Absolutely.
And I make my collect calls as 1-800-CALL-ATT as well.
I'm a 1-800-COLLECT guy, not 1-800-COLLECT. Well, I normally...
What was the deal with that back in the day? At the time, I was like, that made sense.
Yeah. It's weird.
Were cell phones big then?
No.
Well, it's not even cell phones. That's just landline shit.
Yeah,
was that the last dying breath of the landline phone?
Cell phones would still charge you. You couldn't send your cell phone charge to somebody else, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But I used to use it on payphones to call home when I was in like high school, not old enough to drive. Okay. I just 1-800 call ATT or collect or whatever.
Yep.
And that's funny because say your name after the beep. And I'd be like, I'm done. Come pick me up. Then you'd hear, you'd listen. And like, mom would answer, hello. You have a collect call from, I'm done. Come pick me up. Do you accept the charges?
No.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a doozy.
That's a life hack right there. Hack that life. Hack it. Hack the planet, yep. Stocky.
So if you're looking to hack, 1-800, call ATT. Or if you can even, let's try it.
Do it right now. While you do that, want me to read some ad copy?
Yep. We got ads. No, we don't. Do. One.
That we just made up.
C-O-L-L-E-C-T.
Call me.
Thank you for calling 1-800-COLLECT, powered by YNAPTEL. Now, we can also assist you in making collect calls to wireless numbers. For rate information, please wait for instructions. For English assistance, press 1 now. Para recibir asistencia en español, please enter the area code and number you are calling, followed by the pound sign.
Just pick a number.
1-406.
There we go.
To make a collect call, press 1 now. To bill to a calling card or credit card, enter the card number now, followed by the pound sign. To bill your card to a third party, press 2 now.
Holy cow.
Operator, press 0 now. For a rate quote, press 3.
There you go.
For a rate.
Processing.
This call shall cost $8.22
for a period of
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
$6.25 for each additional period of 1 minute.
Oh, man.
Taxes and fees. Good. Press 1 to continue.
No, bye. God. Jesus.
Was okay. It always that expensive?
No, I don't. I think it was like 85 cents.
I have no idea. I have no context. I just know that they advertised the holy living hell out of that product way back in the day.
Yeah. Okay, so what was it? $8.25 for the first
4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever.
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
And then $6.25?
Yep, each additional minute.
Times 9. So a 10-minute call. Plus 8.25.
Carry the one.
$64.50 for a 10-minute call.
What is this, prison?
I think that's probably what that's mostly used
Holy
for.
Holy hell.
And they probably can't yell, I've done, come pick me up, and then hang up, can you?
They've closed that loophole. They call that the stout loophole.
Yep, the stout law.
The stout law.
That's insane.
Good Lord. So they still exist. We've answered that time-honored question.
I wonder.
Twinkies, Mrs. Freshley's, and QB lime. Is it no QB strawberry?
Mm.
No lime in there.
Strawberry kiwi Shasta or kiwi
caffeine free.
Yeah,
are all just as you remember them. Their products.
Is your heart pumping super fast right
it
now?
It is. I want to go run.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to run or. I'm very antsy, anxious.
Yeah, me too.
Oh.
I'm a little angry too.
I am a little angry. God, $6 for a call.
What?
I'm out of here.
So, Stocky.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you.
Shoot.
Are you the kind of guy who likes to stop at a gas station on the way to work? Pick up some...
I'm going to be a curmudgeon. No, I'm not.
Okay.
But well, sometimes I am.
If you were.
Yep.
Nothing can turn a day around like a fresh donut. Am I right?
Oh,
I mean...
Yeah.
Today, for instance,
man,
completely
when
turned
I'm in a
around.
Really shitty mood.
Yeah, yeah.
Donuts, was, number one thing I use.
And I was having a great time this morning, mm-hmm. and I had one of those, and it turned that around.
Right
now, I'm uncomfortable and ill.
Yep.
Especially if it's from Mrs. Freshley's.
Fighting me.
Yeah, it's bad.
Too old for this shit, Riggs.
Whether it's large, small, chocolate, powdered cake, or crunch, we have donuts for everyone.
Everyone?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who is everyone?
Well, you and me, obviously.
Okay.
That's kind of it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that Mrs. Freshley's donuts, definitely the best thing I've eaten all day.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got some good news coming. They've introduced cake crisps.
What is a cake crisp?
It's a sweet new taste take on cake. Shit, I screwed that up.
No.
It was coming out so well, too.
That's what you said, sorry. A cake crisp. It's a sweet new take on cake?
Yep.
Isn't cake sweet already?
Yeah.
Okay.
It must be really sweet.
Sweeter.
Well, I mean, they bring to life the perfect pairing of irresistible sweetness and gratifying crunch. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been there.
Yeah. If there's one thing that my cake is missing, it's a gratifying crunch.
Yeah, exactly. So, and this is in the press release, Thomasville, Georgia, March 8th, 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really old news.
Yep.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're still out, but you can get more information at MrsFreshleys.com.
In case you're wondering.
Yep.
What are they called again? Cake crisps?
Yep, cake crisps. They've probably been discontinued because they gave people
are they just like a dehydrated piece of cake?
It probably is just that something went horribly wrong in the factory and yeah, people still eat this. So, you know, there you go, Mrs. Freshley's.
Oh, man. I'm just thinking.
Mrs. Freshley's.
I wonder if they dehydrate the cake or it's just cake batter that's thrown into a dehydrator that they break apart like peanut brittle and just.
Cake jerky.
Cake jerky.
Sounds delicious.
Cakery. Yeah. Cake. Cakery.
If they have peppered and teriyaki peppered cake jerky.
Oh. Peppered cake.
That's nice. That's good.
So, yeah, that's what we had this week. So this week, go to the city council or don't, or stream it.
Yeah.
Just do something. Don't do what we did and just ingest about 900 grams of sugar.
I'm just going to go back to bed and just kind of lay there and sweat for a while.
Just have vivid nightmares.
And try again tomorrow morning.
Yep.
It's just not working out.
Yep.
But pick one of those things that we talked about, like BPAC or Project Rezone or whatever else.
Yeah. Pick something. Community do something.
Task force.
Don't just sit there.
If you live in the Terry Central neighborhood, go to the task force meeting.
Yeah. You on the south side, go to the south side task force meeting.
Just show up at something. Yeah. Try something out. Do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit at home and bitch.
Don't do it.
Well, do, but also do something else.
Yeah. Get out.
Don't
be involved.
Just sit at home and bitch.
Do it.
Take a hot and ready from Little Caesars to a task force meeting. You're going to make a lot of friends.
Good God.
Temporarily. Be very angry with you later.
And they won't be so hot or ready to deal with you.
Take some toilet paper, too.
Awesome. Talk to you next week.
Sounds good.